What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stochastic, giving you your PGA DFS first look at the Valspar Championship. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell. Goes a long way for me on this video. Goes a long way for you, because you become a prize whenever great betting content, whenever great DFS content is going live here at Stochastic. Last week was an interesting one for me. I ended up playing a lot of Rainmakers. If you guys have checked out DraftKings, you can sign up for that. We've got DraftKings Rainmaker shows now that I'm doing with Greg Ehrenberg. We covered UFC this week. Pretty wild for me to be talking fights here, but massive card, UFC 286. And golf, not as big this week, but we still have some top-tier talent. We'll give you guys that first look. But first, Prize Picks. They are the presenting sponsor here of our lovely show. And as I jump over here, no golf available yet. We got the tee times, though, so that's, you know, kind of interesting that we wouldn't have it here entirely yet. But check it out. You can do a first match deposit bonus. I play a ton over at Prize Picks. It's a lot of fun. But up to a first match deposit bonus of $100 when you sign up there. They do Taco Tuesday, so you can sign up. Cal Bridges, 21.5 points. You want to intertwine that with some plays, that's for sure. That looks really good to me. He's just a god here of late now with his new Brooklyn Nets. But I'm going to be looking at the golf streets when those become available. They have a lot of birdies or better. They have a lot of matchups. The matchups are especially fun. I think that there's some good edges to be had there, especially if you look at the marketplace, look at some DraftKings Sportsbook, things of that nature, and you intertwine that with Prize Picks to help you out over there. Again, putting together a lineup of 2, 3, 4, or 5, or now 6 players too. You can up to 25x your money. Check out Prize Picks in the video description box below, and use promo code Lindy when you do, L-I-N-D-Y. Yeah, that'll get you $100 first match deposit bonus. That's pretty cool stuff. So L-I-N-D-Y, let them know that I sent you. That'd be cool. So then I can keep doing these videos that we're doing for the first look. Oh, look at it. It's the Top Golfers tool, and it's been updated for this week, but I have to let you know, I expect a lot to change. Just to give you guys a heads up about what we're going to be facing this week, the Valspar. It's played at Innisbrook. It's in Florida. The Copperhead course. Sounds as nasty as what it is. The Snake Put? The Snake Pit? Did I say put? That's weird. Snake Pit. That's what you got coming up here. Some brutally, brutally difficult golf holes. Get some extra par fives in there. But par 71, over 7,300 yards. And they grew out the rough to 4.5 inches of Bermuda. I don't think you guys understand how insane this could play. And again, I think that's what we're going to be focused on as I take you to the Top Golfers tool. Then I head over to Fantasy Cruncher. I'm going to be teaching you. And I've taught you pretty much everything that you could possibly do. I taught you how to upload data last week, for the love of God. Go ahead and check last week's show if you want to have more information on that. But then we're going to finish it all out, like I always do, building out a single entry lineup for everybody here after we cover those three things. So you can expect the same things, but I want you to know this golf course is very hard. Very, 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 very hard. You're going to see a lot of bogeys. Birdies are going to be a premium. You're going to have a low winning score, especially if they grew this rough out another inch. I need guys who hit fairways. That is for damn sure. I think that that's kind of going to be what we cover. I can always decide on the fly what I want to do when we go over to the Fantasy Cruncher side. But we go to the Top Golfers tool. There's also FanDuel data available for everybody there. But the FanDuel pricing, pretty soft. I mean, look at this leverage. I mean, you're going to be playing a lot of the best plays because it's not as hard to fit everybody. Whereas a GK, you got to make some concessions. We'll group it by salary first. Only 4 players in the 10K range. We've got Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, my boy Sam Burns, and Matt Fitzpatrick. And why is he my boy here? Well, he's won the last 2 years. Sam Burns, back-to-back champion of Innisbrook, of the Valspar Championship. Pretty convincingly, too. Beat Keegan Bradley in 2001. Pretty nice stuff. Well, came down to the wire here last year, too. But found the W. 2 outright tickets. No big deal. Yeah, I'm betting him again at 18-1 this week. But looking at JT, he's the class of the field. I don't think there's any question about it, but the ownership is certainly going to flood in on him here. I don't expect anything to change there. We'll talk about Victor Perez, who's making his PGA Tour debut this season. But Justin Thomas at 10-9, I expect him to be popular. I think you're all right getting away from it this week. And here's kind of what I'm looking at. His putter has been brutal. It's been really, really brutal. And you have to have some of that short game intact here. And you got to have some abilities to just grind out pars, because you're going to miss a shot or two in spots. And you just can't have that escalate in a certain way. And that putter, he's now 74th in this entire field in strokes gained putting over the course of his last 50 rounds. Lost 5 shots putting last week. It was some insane stuff that we saw out of JT. I expect negative leverage. And when we always look at these optimal percentages, we've got him and Matthew Fitzpatrick at identical optimal percentages, I'm going to take the lower owned guy just about every single time. I trust our top golfers tool the same way that I trust, I don't know, well, not my dog to be good because he's definitely the opposite sometimes. Well, he's a good boy. He's a really good boy. I take that back. He's just going through that phase. He's getting a little ornery. A little bit too big for his britches, if you will. That's what my grandma would say. But looking at Justin Thomas and Matt Fitzpatrick with identical optimal percentages, give me the lower owned guy. We're playing an ownership game too. And Matt Fitzpatrick has not had nearly the ball striking profile of Justin Thomas over the course of the last couple weeks. He's now missed a couple cuts too. Hasn't been all that good. He had the neck injury that we heard about at the AT&T. Talked about some of that stuff. That was not ideal to be hearing about, but he's still a quality player who gained some distance, maybe got hurt going for some of that, but missed three of his last five cuts. It's been really bad with the irons though, and I think this is the kind of spot though where off the tee game and the putter combination, which has been always good, and being able to hit fairways, you could probably lose with the approach and be alive. And I'm generally somebody who jams these approach players. I find it very difficult to know exactly how this rough is going to play and exactly how difficult things can be in spots for everybody involved, but I've just got to have myself firing up some Matt Fitzpatrick considering the discrepancy in terms of their ownership. So talking about that. And then Jordan Spieth, I just about never play, and he's going to miss fairways. And if he doesn't hit dudes in the kneecap or in the face and have the ball bounce back into the fairway, he's going to miss cuts. Yeah, I'm talking about last week at the Players. I'm a little bitter. I'm a lot bitter. Never should have happened. But Sam Burns, my dude, again, if he's going to be the lowest owned of this 10K grouping, I don't care. I'm going to play him. I'm just playing Sam Burns. He's my guy. Bermuda, Burnsy, let's go. Let's make our way to some of the more optimal golfers here. Looking at the 9K range, I think it's going to be popular, but the quality just isn't the same that we would normally have, especially over the last couple weeks. We've been spoiled with Bay Hill. We've been spoiled with the Players. But this definitely is reminiscent of the Honda. It's actually better than the Honda in terms of field quality. Oh no, this is just a good golf course. I'm excited to watch these guys grind it out for sure. But Keegan Bradley, this is what I'm saying. I expect Keegan Bradley at 9,400 to start vaulting in ownership. I would be shocked if he ended up under 20%. Yeah. Even after last week, again, he burned a lot of people. Because we expect Keegan Bradley to just be a monster all the time, right? Which is not ever what Keegan Bradley's been in his, like, entire PGA career. But now we just kind of expect that of him, so that's cool. Not really. Just saying, I expect a lot of these guys to start gaining some ownership because it feels a lot more comfortable to click on Rosie, who had some moments over the course of the weekend at the Players, to click on Keegan Bradley. Denny McCarthy, never my dude, but there's positive leverage this week. And again, maybe just having a super red hot putter where you gain 6 or 7 works out this week. I'm going to find out. I'm actually going to have a little bit of Denny McCarthy this week, so long as that ownership stays suppressed for sure. But a lot of my builds, especially in cash, if you end up playing cash, or you know, if I'm going to be playing some single entry where I'm trying to get away from the 10K range, I think one piece of chalk you can eat is Haddam Hadwin. He's won this tournament in the past, too, 4 or 5 years ago. He has the ability to hit lots of fairways. And avoiding this rough, I just get that feeling, is going to be massive. Going to be absolutely massive. Get hot with the putter. Get down, get your eagle on, boy. That's going to be for sure awesome stuff from Haddam Hadwin. I think we can get down with that. Maverick McNealy, that was my contrarian play last week. I don't know. Do I feel like I did well? Do I feel like everything went well there? I got to X out of this Prize Picks thing. That would be good. I don't know what to think about everything that happened last week. There were some interesting spots for sure. But if we go over to... Oh, it X'd me out of this. This isn't good. I need to go back into DraftKings on this. But looking at Maverick McNealy, seeing the positive leverage, having a week of tournament golf under his belt, he was, you know, somebody that I thought was a decent enough target. And as you group it in salary over on Fantasy Cruncher, we can go to the box score, take a look. 46th, he didn't exactly hurt me by any means, but it was not what I was looking for. I wanted a top 20 for sure when I bet him there. Thought he goes insane value. It was nearly 20-1 in that regard. 15-1 that we got on that. Closed at like plus 1350. I was, could have been a week. But Maverick McNealy, now he's pretty expensive at 8,700. It's more of an opportunity cost thing here. That is for damn sure. Brandon Wu. Woo, woo, woo. Kenny Wu for my D2 Mighty Ducks fans. Brandon Wu, somebody that I feel is a very, very good golfer as well. I find this entire 8K range to be more of where I want to get different, I think, in this golf tournament. We have Maverick. Again, positive leverage. We'll see if that can maintain. Gary Woodland, I'm in love with for this week. He's won a U.S. Open where he hits a lot of those stinger two irons. If it can roll out a little bit here, again, if there's a little bit of rollout, I think we could be looking at him just drilling two irons off the tee all day long and might have ourselves a little piece of value here. Nobody's clicking on him. He had a top 10 at the Genesis. I feel really, really nice about him. And then Taylor Moore, one of our more positively leveraged players. This entire 8K range, I don't think you can really go wrong outside of Wyndham Clark. He's really, really popular, and I think he's actually a decent play. And KH Lee, one of my favorite plays of the week, who's actually chalky too. Victor Perez, the chalkiest player of the entire week. Do you know who he is? If you do not, he is French. He won in Saudi Arabia in January, I believe it was. Oh, no. He's a really good player. I'm not going to say anything to the contrary, but my God, is that a lot of ownership on a golf course that is very, very difficult. And maybe he's just the class of this field. And, you know, it is what it is, and you're just getting a major, major discount. But it feels like everybody is there this week. And that is just a piece of chalk that making his PGA Tour debut, we saw him at the Open Championship as the last PGA Tour sanctioned anything, but it's not sanctioned by the PGA Tour. It's just you get the points. You know what I'm saying? He finished 34th at St. Andrews, and it is what it is. But missed cuts at, like, the U.S. Open, the Corrales, that's not good and inspiring to see. I think this is a very volatile piece of chalk at 7,800. Play him in cash, probably. Again, I think he's probably undervalued for what that skill and ability is, but 29.1% ownership. That's a ton. Top 6 percentage of only 8.8%. This is just your more clear-cut, if he beats me, he beats me kind of fade of the week. So Victor Perez, somebody I'm pretty vehemently against for tournaments as it is. But we go to the other end of the board, and there are just so many players that are pretty elite. Davis Riley getting back on his preferred surface. We saw him make some runs at some golf tournaments towards the tail end of last season. Has had some flashes, nothing really all that special over the course of this season. He's a little bit of an overpay. I don't think there's anybody who's going to say that he's not an overpay at 9K amongst this field. But Davis Riley, back on a preferred surface, back on the Bermuda, where he's thrived, Texas guy, Jordan Spieth relationship, all of that jazz. We saw him at the Charles Schwab finish fourth. This is that entire stretch where he started getting hot. The Valspar finished second last year. Just throwing it out there. Davis Riley. I'm going to be playing the last year narrative. Him and Sam Burns, pair him up a lot, call it a day. Trey Molinex, in love with him for tournaments. I think that's another piece to be getting to. But lots of positive leverage here this week that actually makes sense. And don't sleep. I was maybe a little bit harsh on Pierce Cincuti, the dude coming out of Texas, absolute stud. Him and his brother both played in that event at the Honda, and it was a whole thing, and, you know, whatever else. But I think you could have a little, I think we could have cooties this week, or just cootie, because there's only one of them this week, right? Yeah, the other one's not there. Just had to double check. He could be that dude. It's the same way you treat Korn Ferry Tours coming in during the fall swing. Just want to keep our eyes on the prize when it comes to other plays. But hit that like button, subscribe, and notification bell. That is your first look at the Top Golfers Tool. Let's head over here because we're starting to get some average statistics stuff showing up here with driving distance, driving accuracy, greens and regulations, saves, birdies, things of that nature. Now, obviously very bad golfers will be down here. Oh, I forgot to bring up my boy Akshay Bhatia. I'm in love with him this week too. I really like this golf tournament for contrarian DFS plays. He's gaining 11% ownership, finished second at Puerto Rico. Do they even have that in the box score? No, they don't. See, that's lovely. I like not seeing it in the box score because I didn't know if the Puerto Rico would update with the same stuff. Is it over on DK? It's got to be over on DK, right? Well, we're not going to worry about that now. Let's jump to some different ways that we can utilize player skill sets, because there are lots of places you can get your strokes gain data from. If you don't know by now, you can go to PGA Tour now. They definitely have some updated stuff. They're trying their best. Brandon Matthews, Cameron Champ, we've talked about bombers in the past. Let's talk driving accuracy, because again, there's a chance Aaron Rye's not playing. Got to take him out of the pool. But there's a very good chance that this rough plays very, very penal. And we're starting to see some guys like Brian Harman, Joel Dahmen, David Lingmerth. I'm shocked David Lingmerth isn't more popular considering he just put together a decent little week at the Honda. 10th there. And then they don't even have the Players' Championship data in there. Yeah, he finished tied for 6th there. He ended up hitting it in the water on 18. That was a brutal, brutal deal for him. If you were watching that, I feel bad for him. But Justin Rose back in that fray. We want to go to advanced options. I taught you how to upload your data there as well. But I think there's just a way that we want to start grouping some of these players together. And you can create a new group. And you could do it based on driving accuracy. Look at this. We could literally just bracket it and start taking some of the players that actually have some skills. I probably don't want to deal with Ryan Armour in my life, that's for sure. But I'm going to add him to group. I'm going to add, I'll probably skip out on Chez Reavy, Joel Dahmen, David Lingmerth, Justin Rose. Zach Johnson's had quietly some decent tournament golf this year. Ryder Cup captain, Iowa's finest, Zach Johnson for sure. We'll put Adam Hadwin, who I really like too. Again, this might be a spot. Brandon Wu, I think he's going to go underappreciated, and he can move it a little bit, can he? Well, not really, 291, whatever. JT Poston, last guy I'm going to add in there. JT Poston. And we're going to make this the driving accuracy group. So we're going to rename driving accuracy. Look at that. I can spell too. So accurate. So we have a driving accuracy group, but also I think there's a chance, because again, this golf course can play brutally long, and I don't know how to necessarily put together some of these pieces, but Gary Woodland, talked about him. I think he fits the mold of what I want. Trey Mullinex, who's been playing some good golf. Sam Burns, my dude, who can definitely move it. Will Gordon, somebody in my pool. Oops, I've still got this. I've got the wrong pool going there. We want to X out those four there. We're going to create a new group. We're gonna make this the driving distance! Exclamation. I'm gonna skip out on the top two, guys. Sorry. You guys are playing so bad. Camera Champ. Maybe he can just. No, he's playing so bad. Jonathan Vegas. He's been playing bad too. Gary Woodland. Trevor Cohn, rookie. Rookie Trevor Cohn. I only know that because of Rainmakers. I'm not gonna try to pretend that I didn't. Sam Burns. God, I just clicked on Luke List. I'm a sick person. And then Pierce Goody. There we go. So I've got these four. So I've got a driving distance group and I've got a driving accuracy group. And I will say, I have no idea what an inch of rough is going to do here other than the fact that I'm a golfer. I can use logic and I can imagine it's going to play a lot more difficult. So I don't know necessarily which one it's going to be, but I'm going to say, let's go at least five players from this group. And we're going to go at least five players from this group. But I'm going to disable all groups. And we are going to enable this one first. So, there you are. In literally, what 3 minutes? 3 minutes. And again, I'm not going to run this with anything other than like, what? Normal distribution randomness. We'll go to like 44% there just for the hell of it. I'm going to put a... You don't need to put the cap. What am I doing? Actually, I probably shouldn't. Make it, well, it's going to be fine. We're going to see, because it could end up being a lot of salary left. Nope. Pretty decent job there, Eric. So look at these driving golfers, these driving accuracy golfers. Let's say you're playing the $1, okay? You're playing the $1 and you kind of want to have this grouping. Let's make 10 lineups like this. Oh my gosh, we have all of these straight hitters that we liked the profile of. Decent spot. I mean, 90% Justin Rose is a little bit egregious, but again, this is the general gist of it. I just got all of those driving accuracy specialists in the same lineup. And now we're going to go to advanced options and we're going to disable this group. Just turning it off. Just turning it off for a second. And we're going to enable driving distance. Completely different. Completely different skill set. And we're going to simply go add. Yep, look at this. Add more teams rather than have to do anything different. And now Luke List just got jammed. Luke List showed up in one of those driving accuracy ones too. That's pretty wild. But my point is that I have a different style skill set done for everybody based on their this year's data for who they are. And for the most part, we can conditionally know that that's who they've been for the last couple of years because I can cross-reference it, and I did before this show. So there you go. That is your quick and easy tutorial on how to piece together different groups of players into the same portfolio of lineups. You could export that, boom, goes into a CSV, and you're all set to rock for your $1 tournament. And you have some stacked builds where this is your driving accuracy one. And then you got some bombers right here. I love doing that. It's so fun to do. It's fun to build lineups that way. I will say that. I think that that's a huge part of it. But let's round it out like we always do. Heading over to building out a single entry lineup. Sam Burns, click. I know that he's going to be a little bit over him, if you will. But Thomas Spieth, Fitzpatrick are all garnering more attention right now. So I'm going to take my guy, Sam Burns. We're not going to go towards like the absolute bomber build, but Gary Woodland talked about it before. I think he just makes a lot of sense for our purposes this week. Again, I'm very shocked that nobody wants to be playing him at the moment. Well, I'm not shocked because he's burned a lot of people, but we have that 10th at the Genesis. Again, I think when it gets tough, when the going gets tough, give me the Kansas kid who can hit the stinger two irons and do all of those things. Brandon Wu, going to be a huge part of my portfolio. You could go towards the Bermuda builds of a JT Poston, combining it with, you know, whomever you want. Jaeger Bombs is down here for sure. You have an opportunity there. Lego Mahigo, feel all right about that. Joel Donman, we talked about him being somebody who could drive it straight for you there. But Akshay Bhatia, there's no way that I'm not playing him in single entry. 7,500 might seem like an overpay, but three top 10s, don't look at that. I mean, Puerto Rico, different field than Puerto Rico, that's for sure. But then Will Gordon, another guy that I've got my eye on, as well as Cootie. I'm going to buy into the hype. Going to buy into the young hype. I normally do buy into the hype for a lot of these young kids. Weird that I didn't jump right at the start of his endeavor because it would have worked out decently well for you. But where did Cootie finish at the Honda? That is a good thing to round out. Joe, for sure. 63rd. See, I didn't miss anything. I'm a liar. There you go. That makes me feel a little bit better. But I'm not going to go nuts with Cootie. Probably not going to make my single entry, if I'm being honest. It's going to be somebody that I get to in large field for sure. But last one, David Langworth. If he's going to have positive leverage to be sub 6% coming off of a sixth in Florida here, he's just playing a lot better golf of late than we've seen from a long time. Look at that beautiful Swedish man. So there you go, David Langworth. Go ahead, gift wrap that. Love that. Enjoy that. But don't forget, sign up for Stochastic down below. You've got the top golfers tool. I taught you how to upload that data. Again, if you need a refresher, go back to the Players Championship video. Happy to help you guys out there. This will be updated for tomorrow. I have a feeling we're going to see some ownership change, especially in that Keegan Bradley, that 9K range. I think is going to start getting jammed a lot more. It generally does in tournaments like this where people still want that security. They want to feel warm and fuzzy. I don't. I want chaos. I love chaos. That was a bad joker. Whatever. I'm going to get out of here. Don't forget to check out Prize Picks. Use promo code Lindy. Get $100 first match deposit bonus. I'm going to get myself the heck up out of here. You can also sign up for that in the video description box below. But I'm Eric Lindquist. Going to be a fun week in the NCAA tournament, at the Valspar, NBA, everything going down the pipeline. Check out Prize Picks. I'm out of here. Best of luck.